Power over other people, the politician. While many of us may be collectors, few of us have the opportunity to indulge our obsessions to the point of becoming empire builders or politicians. The obsessions of the ordinary person tend to focus on the here and now, on the realm of immediate gratification through sex, food, and drugs. An obsession with the chemical constituents of food and drugs, also called metabolites, is labeled an addiction. Addictions and obsessions are unique to human beings. Yes, ample anecdotal evidence supports the existence of a preference for intoxicated states among elephants, chimpanzees, and some butterflies. But as when we contrast the linguistic abilities of chimpanzees and dolphins with human speech, we see that these animal behaviors are enormously different from those of humans. Habit, obsession, addiction. These words are signposts along a path of ever-decreasing free will. Denial of the power of free will is implicit in the notion of addiction, and in our culture, addictions are viewed seriously, especially exotic or unfamiliar addictions. In the 19th century, the opium addict was the opium fiend, a description that harkened back to the idea of a demonic possession by a controlling force from without. In the 20th century, the addict as a person possessed has been replaced with the notion of addiction as a disease. And with the notion of addiction as a disease, the role of free will is finally